This is Gemara Bamitzia, Daf Pei, and we pick it up on the top of Pei Amid Aleph, a new Mishnah. Hasoichar es ha'para lachroish bahar. Someone rents an animal, a cow, to plow in the mountain, but then v'charash bebika, he takes it and he plows in the bika, in the valley. Im nishbara kankan. If the kankan breaks, he is potter. What's the kankan? So the kankan is the collar or the coulter. One of the utensils, one of the items that the animal is connected to help it plow. So if it breaks, you're potter. Bevikov echarish bahar, then im nishbara kankan chayiv. What's the reason? So Rashi speaks out the obvious reason on the last wide line. Shaharim kashim lachroish aslaim sham. The mountains are more difficult to plow because there are rocks there. And therefore, if you went and you went to a more difficult area and it caused something to break, so you're a chayif. Case number two in the Mishnah. Ladish v'kintini is v'dash v'tvua. If you rented an animal to thresh beans and you did grains, potter, because it's easier. Ladish v'tvua. And again, over here, we're talking about Rashi says, imichlika, the animal slips. But a ladish betuva v'dash bekinyi is chayiv. Why? Mimnei shakinyi es machlekes. Because beans are more slippery. So you went and you took the animal to a more slippery area and it slipped. Therefore, you are chayiv. Says the Gemara, heichad lo shani ba man mishalim. Where the renter did not change, and as Rashi says, ve'ein lebala para litvaya loiklum, and there's no claim, ve'ilu shaya bepulasa yamanik va'iches yachatz chirim haya izim empoishaya b'shviras hakankan. So man mishale, the renter did not change anything, therefore there's no reason why the owner of the cow could claim anything. But again, the item broke. So the question is, man mishalim, who pays for the damage? So says the Gemara, it's a machlokes. Amar Rababa, says Rababa, dinakid parsha mishalim. The one that is holding onto the goad pays. Rav Sheshes b'Rei Rav Idi Amar, dinakat mana mishalim. The one that holds onto the coulter pays. So says the Gemara, we have two different opinions. Who is the one that's obligated to pay in a regular case where you did what you're supposed to do and then there was damage? The Hilchasa says the Gemara Dinaket Mana Mishalim. So part number one, Bat Vidochta Demachzre Gundera. But if the place has a lot of rocks and whatnot, then Tarvayu Mishalmim, then they both have to pay. And the simple understanding over here is, as Rashi points out in the Rimaschel Mishalim, Shehemik Yoiser Midai Baretz. What's going on over here is you rent a cow and now there's damage. The Gemara is assuming right now that the damage was caused by your workers. It's not that you did what you were supposed to do and then there was damage, because then you're a renter, you'd be potter. But the case the Gemara is assuming is that the guy pushed down too hard on the goad, the guy pushed down too hard on the other implement to plow, and therefore says the Gemara, in a scenario in which no one did anything wrong, still there is he who would have to pay one of the two workers. Amar Rav Yochanan, says Rav Yochanan, Hamoichar Parah L'Chaveiroi, someone sells a cow to his friend, Amar Le Parah Zu Nagchan Is He, and he tells him at the time of the sale, this cow gores. Nishchanisi, this cow bites. Batonisi, this cow kicks. Ravsonisi, this cow lies down and observes and breaks them. Vahayaba mum echad. And in reality, it only had one of the mumim. Meaning, the owner gave a whole list of issues. The cow gores, bites, kicks, all 9 yards. And then the cow only had one issue. Usnafai bina mumim. And when the seller listed all the issues, that one issue was listed within other non-issues. What's the halacha? I raise a mekach tois. Says the Gemara, the sale is in error and the buyer could void the sale simply because you hear 20 things the animal has wrong and 19 of them aren't true. So you don't rely upon even the one that is true. And therefore the buyer could say mekach tois and demand back his money. Mum zeh, mum umamacher. But let's say the seller said it has this problem and that problem. And in reality, it only had one. Ain't zeh mekach tois. And it's not a mekach tois. Again, the mekach tois that we're discussing is because he lumped it all together. If you look at Rashi, arizeh mekach tois, Rashi explains, the purchaser realized that the other mumim she'ina, they weren't there. And therefore, he thought he's lying about all of them. Therefore, he thinks, you know why the seller is saying this? He just doesn't want me to ever complain about anything. But really, there's no problem. So therefore, it's a mekach tois when there is actually an issue. But if he says there's one problem and another problem, and lamaisa, one of them he has, there's no mekach tois. Why not? He said two things you should have checked. Says the Gemara, Tanin HaMiyachi, we have a price approving this point. Says the seller, the Shivcha is a Shaita. She's insane. She's an epileptic. She's disturbed. And in reality, surely had one issue. But the seller, you know, listed with everything else, harei zeh mekach tois. Mom zeh umamacher, ein zeh mekach tois. Amrli Rav Acha, b'rei d'rava l'Rav Ashi, hayba kol ha'mumin alolu mahu. What if in Lamaisa, the animal or the shivcha had all of the mumin? Amrli Rav Mordechai l'Rav Ashi, achemrin v'shei d'rava, hayba kol ha'mumin alolu, ein zeh mekach tois. Meaning, because then there's no taina to the buyer that he says, oh, I realized it didn't have one, I thought it didn't have the other, because lamaisa, it had all of the mumin. We continue with the second mission on the bottom half of Pei Amud Aleph. You rent a donkey to bring wheat, and you're bringing it barley. Chayiv. The renter is chayiv. Why? Rashi, at the end of the narrow light, says, because it's a larger load when you put on barley. Therefore, you're chayiv. Tvua vavila teven. You rented to bring it on it tvua grain. And you put on it teven. You put on an excessive straw. Chayiv again. And here the Mishnah explains, mibnei shanofach kosha kimasoi. Because the bulk, the excess barley, the excess straw, is hard on the animal. Lavila dachitin or lavila dachsirin bat. What if you put the same quantity? I rented it to put a letach of wheat, and I put a letach, but it was barley. Then I'm potter. What's considered adding on? Then you're going to be chayiv. So ligamol shoshakabim lecha mar. Says the Gemara itmar Rabbi Omar kasha kimasoitinan Rav Omar kasha limasoitinan. What was the reason that you're chayiv when you put on the other item, which is a larger load? The Mishnah said, kasha kemasoi. The Gemara explains that that is a machloik as a bayin rava, whether it is a kasha kemasoi, says Abaye. It's hard like a load, says rava. It's hard to load, it's hard to carry. Explains the Gemara. Abai Amar Kosha Kimasoi. It's hard like a load. Tanan Nafcha Kitiklam. Excuse me. Abai Amar Kosha Kimasoi. Tanan Nafcha Kitiklam. The reason is that bulk, when you put on the barley or you put on the straw, it's more bulky and therefore it's difficult to the animal. Kitiklam, like putting on an extra load. And therefore, if you add on three kav, he's chayiv. Rav Amar, and in contrast, will understand better. It's difficult to carry tanan. Tikla, it's difficult to carry tikla ki tikla, because a heavier load is the weight of a normal load. But nafcha ave teisefes, and the bulk is the Tosefos. So what precisely is this machlokes? According to Rava, the only time he's going to be chayiv is if he added on enough that there's the equal weight to the other item and more. Whereas according to Abaye, that's not true. According to Abaye, it's going to be a lower amount. Take one moment to look at the Rashi. I'm sorry, I keep calling it Rashi. The Rashbams, of course, towards the wide lines. On the fourth line, says the Rashbam, Navka Nifcha Kitikla, which is the sheet of Abaye, Navach Koshe Kimishkol. Bulk is like weight. Hoyel V'Nifcha Shava Re Kimishkol Shava. Whereas Rava said Koshe Limasoi, and Mashava Koivir Asoirin Le Koivir Achitik, which Yosef saw Shleima Leletech, it's the same weight. Still, it's more baggage. V'Roiva Navach, it's a more bulky item, the barley and the wheat. And therefore, even if it's going to be the same amount, it's going to be chayiv. So says the Gemara Tanan. Let's ask a kasha on Rava. 12 lines on the bottom. Lavi letach itim, avi letach sayrim potter. The Mishnah said clearly, if you do the same amount, you're potter. Vim hoisiv al masoi, then you're chayiv. My love, is it not referring to that? What does it mean? You're hoisiv al masoi, says the Gemara, shlishas kabin. Like Abaye Loisa. Iva look at Tani Vakami is on Masay Chayiv. So was I'm Shimra Meir. So like Abbas Kam the Khamar. Like Abaye. Hachi Kamar explains the Gemara. Hey, Chotzolishani Chitin, Vavi Chitin, Sairin, Vavi Sairin. Says the Gemara, this is how you can explain the Mishnah according to Rava. Hey, Chotzolishani, where he did not change Chitin, Avi Chitin. He said he's going to bring wheat and he brought wheat. Sairin, baby, sairin. Said he's going to bring barley, and he brought barley. Kama yozama zayvi chayv. At what point, if you brought the right item, is it considered too much? On that, so chazem shem rameir, so like amal shosh kam le chamar. So according to Rava, it's almost like a chasuri mechsera. According to Rava, we have to add in that how much, when you're doing the same item, how much is it going to be considered an excess? Tashima. Another kasha on the last line of Pehamed Aleph. Love you, let the chitin. Vehavi sheish esrei se'oirin. And he brought 16 sov barley as we turn over to Pehamed Beis. Chayiv. Hoshloshes kabin. But which the obvious diak is, if you brought only 3 kav, then you're going to be potter. So this is a kasha on, of course, Abaye. Because Abaye said the quantity to be chayiv is going to be 3 kaf. But we see for this braisa so that that's not true. Tergumah Abaye in the second line, b'mechiksa, referring to a leveled load. And that's the reason why it will be this larger amount. Tanu Rabbanan continues the Gemara. Now we're just going to discuss other types of loads, at what point it's called an excess. Kav lekatov, an extra kav for a porter. A deriv la'ariva, a deriv for a small boat. Kor lisvina, kor for a medium-sized boat. Shleishes kurim the borni gedayla, 3 kor for a large boat. Amar mar asking mar kav lekatov, emis alomatsi. If the case is that he's not able to carry it, bardasu. He's a person. We're talking about a porter, so he carries things on his own. Lishadye. Therefore, he should have taken it off. Why is the one that hired him chayiv? He should have realized he can't carry such a load, and he should never have taken it. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye explains Abaye. V'shechav toile alter. The case is where he picked it up, and right away it was too heavy. He didn't have the chance to put it down. Right away, it weighed him down. Rav Amar, afilu teim b'shlichav tel alter. No, it wasn't right away. And so, like, tzricha ella la agra yisira. You know why he did it? Because he thought he's going to make a little bit more money. And then it ended up damaging him. Rav Ashi Amar, a third teretz. Husavar chol shosu denakalei. He thought that he just was feeling weak. And that's why he didn't put down the baggage until it actually caused him damage. Finally, Korlis Vina Shleishes Kur in the burning Gedele Amar Rabbah Shami. No, Stam Svinais are Bas Tilton Kurin, an average boat, is a Tilton Kurin 30 core. Lamainaf Gamina, Lameka Chomenkra, as we see so many times. So we're seeing that the Gemara now is extending. We started with the dinim of what's the normal loads and baggages of camels and other animals. The Gemara now says similarly will apply to other modes of transportation, and at what point it's considered excess, and the one who hired him would be chayif. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah number 3 of the day. Kol ha'omdim shaymeri sacharein. An uman, a craftsman, is a shaymer sachar. It's considered a hired worker. V'kulin shamru tala shalcha. But then once the craftsman says, take your item, v'havi mois, I'm finished. Take the item and pay me, then shaymer chinam. Then if you didn't pick it up for a little bit amount of time, and it's sitting in the craftsman's house, at that point he's no longer considered a shaymer sachar. At that point, he's considered a shomer chinam. Continues the Mishnah. Shomer li v'ashmer lecha. Someone says, you watch for me and I'll watch for you. Shomer sachar. That's called getting paid. Shomer li v'amer le. If someone asks someone, watch for me. V'amer le, and he responds, hanach lefonai. Put it down in front of me. Shomer chinam says the Gemara. That's the terminology. That, yeah, okay, I'll watch it, but it doesn't mean he's getting paid. Halveu ala mashkin, shaymer sachar. Someone lends money and the other guy gives a mashkin, the one that now is watching the mashkin, the lender, the malve, is called a shaymer sachar on the mashkin. Rav Yehuda aymer halveu mois, shaymer chinam. Says Rav Yehuda, no, if it was money, then he's a shaymer chinam. Halveu peirais, then he's a shaymer sachar. Abba Shah Leimer concludes the Mishnah, Rashi Adam Lahascher Mashkana Ishalani Ilios Paisek Vailech Alav Neshu Kameshiva Veda. One is allowed to rent out the Mashkin. If I lend someone $100 and he gives me a Mashkin, I can take that Mashkin and rent it to others, because then the money that comes in, I'll be able to utilize for that guy to pay back my loan. And therefore, it's Kameshiva Veda. It's like I'm returning a lost item. I'm helping out the Ani. Says the Gemara, Lema Mas Nisan. Let us suggest that this Mishnah is Deloi Ki Rebbe Meir. It's not like Rebbe Meir. Titani, we learned in a Raisa. So Yecher Kesed Mishalim, how does he rent or pay? Rebbe Meir, I'm Rebbe Shai Mechin. I'm Rebbe Yudai, Merke Shai Mer Sachar. So our Mishnah seemingly said, Shamir Sachar, not like Rameyer. Answers the Gemara, Filu Tamer Rameyer, you can even explain the Mishnah according to Rameyer. By he, another good Shavi Kuli Alma, Vagar Leila Didei. There is benefit. The benefit in the fact that the owner left all other craftsmen and hired this guy, Havi Aluyei, Shamir Sachar. Meaning, in the case of a Soicher, that's when Rav Meir said it gets the din of a shomer chinam. But the case of a uman will be different. Because an uman, I'm going to you and I'm hiring you. So therefore, you're getting an added benefit that I came to you. And therefore, it's called a shomer sachar. Ask the Gemara Yachar Seichanami. So why don't we say the same thing by a renter? But yeah, another Keshavikuli Alma, Mogile, Bididei. The fact that I rented you the car, Havi Ali Shomer Sachar, so you should be called a Shomer Sachar. You got benefit that I was willing to give it to you. Says the Gemara, you're right. El Afilu Tamer Ameir. You can say the Mishnah is Ameir, but yeah, another Keshavikuli, Tveport, Havi Ali Shomer Sachar. So says the Gemara, Noobshat. Know the reason why the Mishnah can be Ameir? Because a little hanad kavle tvei porta, because he gives him a little bit more. You hire someone to do a job, you give him an extra dollar. So that extra dollar determines that he's like a shomer sachar. Says Gemara, what do you mean? But in Rameir's case as well. So echanami milay askinon to come ask you like tvei porta. You also give him a little bit more. Elafilo teima Rameir. Says Gemara, pshat number 3. You know how you can say Rameir fits with our Mishnah? But not to tafas leya agrei debay lebay lemeal. You could say the reason why Rameir could be our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, particularly in the case of the Uman, he's called the Shomer Sachar. Why? Because the benefit that the Uman, Tafas Le'agrei, withholds the item until he gets the money. So he doesn't need to go and borrow money. Because he knows he's going to pay him for the item. That determines he's a shomer sachar. Rabbi Avuha switched it around and learned. Meaning, the brisa that we quoted, Rabbi Avuha said we got the names wrong. Sercher Kate said Mishalem, Ramey Roimer, Kishaymer, Sachar. So now the Mishnah can feel like Ramey, Rav Yehuda, Imer, Kishaymechinam. Of course, the Mishnah would not be like Rav Yehuda, but at least it is like Ramey, which always is better because Tam Mishnah is Ramey. Pick it up from here, B'siyata Dishmaya.